without the power to rise, all dividing the weary days between their prayers, their remembrances of the dear ones at home, and conversation on the pleasures of eating, the last named topic being ever present to them, likewise in their dreams. All the African travellers, wayworn, solitary, and sad, submit themselves again to drunken, murderous, man-selling despots of the lowest order of humanity. And Mungo Park, fainting under a tree and succoured by a woman, gratefully remembers how his Good Samaritan has always come to him in woman's shape, the wide world over. A shadow on the wall, in which my mind's eye can discern some traces of a rocky seacoast, recalls to me a fearful story of travel derived from that unpromising narrator of such stories, a parliamentary blue book. A convict is its chief figure, and this man escapes with other prisoners from a penal settlement. It is an island, and they seize a boat and get to the mainland. Their way is by a rugged and precipitous seashore, and they have no earthly hope of ultimate escape.